Fairway Town Board will come to order September 14, 2021 at 7 o'clock. And just a few items to go over before we get started. Items on this agenda may be taken out of order. The board may continue two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on this posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. This is a recommending board, so it's not the final answer. So if you have a concern, you're more than welcome to go to the Planning Commission, the Board of County Commissioners, whatever is appropriate for that item. Please turn off at this time or mute all your cell phones or any other electronic devices that may interrupt the meeting. And if you would take all of your personal or private conversations outside, you can go outside the door over here to your right or the one behind you. Okay. Let the record reflect that all of the town board members are here except for Roger Hayward, who is excused. Our secretary, Miriam Halem, is here. If we have any supporting documentation during the board meeting, if you would like a copy or what have you, that information is at the top of this agenda. You can get with our secretary or you can go online on the website. Could we get a county introduction? Okay. I think that's all. Cloth is in the back. Okay. With that, if you'd all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. And if you'd step up, if you wish to comment, if you'd step up to the table, there's a microphone here. Push the button up, a little light will come on. And then give us your name and your address for the record, and please spell your last name so that we get it correct. And whether you have a booming voice or not, we still need to have you use the microphone because we do record this meeting and you can hear it on the website at a later date. Does anybody like to come up and make any comment before we get started? Seeing none, we'll move on. Approval of the minutes for August 31st, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes as written.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of August 31st, 2021 with no changes. And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for tonight, September 14th, 2021.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening with one change, which is the hold of item number 10, ET 2140129, with a return back to the September 28th meeting per the applicant. Okay. All other items stand.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, except for item 10, which will be held until our next meeting on September 28, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. For those that are in the, for those of you that are here, if there's anyone here that wanted to speak on item 10, which is ET 2140129ZC042507 Pacific Place Site LLC, zone change, fifth extension of time and use permits and deviations, that will not be heard tonight. So if you're here for that and you don't care to stay, come back and see us on September 28th. Okay? Any informational items? No? All right, we'll move on to planning and zoning. Item number one, AR 21400113, UC 118804, Tucker Nicolette Living Trust and Tucker Nicolette Trust, use permits, fourth application for review of an existing massage establishment located within an existing retail center on 0.7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Tropicana Avenue, 750 feet west of Spencer Street within Paradise. Is the applicant or the representative here? Item number one. Tucker Nicolette. Okay, then we will trail item number one to the end. Item number two, ZC 210365, School Board of Trustees and County of Clark, PK and Tom Lease, holdover zone change to reclassify 19.2 acres from an R1 single family residential zone to a PF public facility zone. Design reviews for the following: one, existing school and park, William E. Orr Middle School or park, and two, a proposed animated wall sign in conjunction with a school. Generally located in the northeast corner of Katy Avenue and Algonquin Drive within Paradise.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, good evening. My name is Dimitrios Karapanagiotis on behalf of the Clark County School District. Before you, we have a two-part application. One is a conforming zone change from R1 to PF, which is a cleanup item. And the second item is a design review for an LED sign that will be placed on a standalone administrative building on the William Orr Middle School. The size dimension is 4 by 8.
If we have any conversations, like I said at the beginning, would you please take them outside? Thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have that staff recommendation, and we request your approval. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there are no comments or questions, I'd make a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number three, UC 210412, Herps Family Limited Partnership 2, use permit for a supper club, design review for a supper club in conjunction with a parking garage, warehouse, and convenience store with a gasoline station on 4.0 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE60 zone, generally located on the south side of Dewey Drive and north side of Russell Road and the west side of Polaris Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening, Chair, Board. Levin Heaney, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant for a supper club within a previously approved garage and also in conjunction with existing gas station and other uses, basically on the west side of Polaris Avenue, which is right across from the stadium, and the south side of Dewey Avenue, and then the southern portion would be Russell Road, so it's right adjacent to the stadium. The garage, which is basically depicted in one of the diagrams and below, was previously approved. And there were areas left out, a cutout on the first floor to allow the supper club. So this design is for the supper club. And as you can see, then we basically match the proposed streetscape and design for the stadium overlay area. So it's probably one of the first developments to go in using the design. It's not really a design standard, it's proposed and staff recommends that we use it. So the garage area basically follows that design, which is the existing public sidewalk of 5 feet, 5 feet of landscaping, 10 feet of sidewalk, and 5 feet adjacent to the building. And as you can see, it's designed to overhang, so when people are in the soccer club, they can look around the stadium. So it was built, as we were told, prior to yesterday, that I've been a great presentation. So staff did recommend approval, and we will appreciate your recommendation of approval. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if no one on the board has any questions or comments, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval.
We have
subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, board, and have a good evening. Mm-hmm.
Now
we've got a pass it around. Yeah. Well, the architect is here.
Item number four, UC210425, Paradise Garden Shopping Center, LLC, use permits for the following. One, reduce separation from an on-premise consumption of alcohol supper club for residential use. And two, reduce the separation from an on-premise consumption of alcohol tavern to a residential use in conjunction with an existing shopping center on a portion of 6.8 acres in the C2 General Commercial AE 60 zone in Midtown Maryland Parkway District. Generally located in the south side of Tropicana Avenue, approximately 360 feet west of Maryland Parkway within Paradise. Is the applicant here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Check the light's on.
Oh, okay. Good evening, Chair. Good evening, board members. I'm here because we...
Could you give us your name? Could you give us, excuse me. Could you give us your name and address for the record?
My name is Roslyn. Last name is Katie Winston. Address 1097 East Tropicana or 1131 East Tropicana.
Thank you.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here tonight because I have a restaurant on both locations, and at this time I only have service club. With service club, I cannot serve my customers at the bar. The bar is closed up. As some of you know, if you've been to the Caribbean, you know that the bar is where a lot of, people just sit just to relate what their issue is for the day because they want someone to listen to them. And so with Super Club, I'm going to be able to open the bar for a customer to sit and order from the bartender directly instead of having someone to come serve them.
Okay. Is that it?
That's
it. Okay. Is there anyone here in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing that, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
If there are no questions or comments, I would make a motion to approve, subject to the preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. Now, don't forget you go to the Planning Commission on October 5th.
Okay.
October
5th.
October
5th.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Item number five, UC210434, Gill Express Incorporated, use permit for reduced setback, waivers of development standards for the following. One, cross access. Two, landscaping required trees, and three, reduced brook depth. design review for proposed vehicle wash establishment on 1.2 acres in a C1 local business zone generally located on the north side of Flamingo Road, 155 feet east of Mountain Vista Street within Paradise.
Hello, Ron Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S, 19th East Home Street, Los Angeles. I'm here on behalf of the owner of the Gill Express. We are proposing to do a car wash, and it was a tricky site to work with. We worked with staff, and we provided additional staff. We asked for some labor, but I think we worked it out, and staff is recommending approval, and we will work together as well.
Is there anyone here in the public who would like to speak on this item?
Richard Hawkins, 4630 Monterey Avenue. I strongly object to the continuing of waivers such as these. They're trying to take out the landscaping that should be required. They're trying to move up closer to the street, and for the poor folks on the other side of the wall, I've seen what happens with this type of waiver with the complete lack of enforcement and the row of dead trees behind my backyard. There's really no reason to continue essentially dumping that type of business in the neighborhood if it cannot meet the area it's supposed to be. This neighborhood has been deteriorating over the years. I bought it 30 years ago. The thrift shop behind my back fence is a significant part of the trap that has led to that. But again, I strongly object to I strongly object to the lack of visual standards that they're trying to get here and to essentially dump another industrial use into our neighborhood.
Could you get his name and address for that? Okay.
Where,
just a moment. Where is your property located then in relation to that?
I'm right across.
Yeah,
Monterey is the first street on the other side of Flamingo,
okay.
Across from the school.
All right.
So. Is this one you go? I'm about right here.
Okay.
About on C in vicinity.
All right, thank you. Would you like to respond? You can go ahead and sit down.
Oh, all right. I would like to address the waivers. It's not something that we ask for. It's because of these easements. We are not allowed to put certain trees. We are putting a lot of shrubs, and we actually adding additional landscape and additional landscape buffer to compensate for the items that we cannot address. And this car wash is seriously only in the spot where it could be. Otherwise, this is completely undeveloped. Like, you cannot develop it. I mean, you can see the gray areas.
Okay. Is there anyone else like to comment on this? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I have one question about waiver number one. It's asking you to eliminate the cross access requirement because between the existing parcels, are the existing parcels okay with that removal of the cross access?
Currently, they are surrounded by fences. I don't know, I can't find out, but there's existing fences on either side. And the way the car wash operates, it was not beneficial for the operation of this to request for cross access.
But do you know if there was existing, because I didn't see it in the notes in where it showed existing.
I don't think the cross access exists right now. It's blocked off.
Okay.
By a wall or it's not. Design
currently
that
people
have
processed. Okay. That's all I have.
So, Mr. Chair,
mm-hmm.
as noted by staff, in their analysis of the waivers, the landscaping was essentially precluded because of the easements that are already on the site, and that from what has been shown on the plans, I think that the applicant has done a real good job at trying to mitigate the design and the landscaping issues given their site. So having said that, if there are no other questions or comments, I'd like to make a motion for approval of this application subject to the staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to the staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that'll go to the Planning Commission on October 5th. Item number 6, UC210435, Harsh Investment Properties LLC, use permit for personal services, beauty salon within existing commercial industrial complex and a portion of 2.6 acres in an MD Design Manufacturing AE65 zone generally located on the north side of Sunset Road, 200 feet east of Pecos Road within Paradise.
Mr. Chair, I'll be abstaining from this item as Jasmine is my real estate client on this deal.
Hi, I'm Jasmine Jasper, JSBER, 1651 American Pacific Drive, Anderson Valley, 89074. I'm in the process of opening an eyelash extension salon and in need of a use permit because the space is currently zoned for industrial. And we'll be conducting an eyelash extension services.
Okay. Is there anyone that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if no one has a comment, then I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. And that goes to the Planning Commission on October 5th. Item number 7, WS210427, Las Vegas Airport Center LLC, waivers of development standards for the following: increased sign area, 2, increased animated sign, electronic message unit area, and 3, reduced setback. Design review for proposed freestanding sign in conjunction with existing commercial center on 2.8 acres in a C2 general commercial AE65 AE70 zone, generally located on the south side of Bell Drive and east side of Paradise Road within Paradise.
Good evening, board members. For the record, John Curran, 985 White Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, to briefly describe our project. We are restoring this office center, about a 60,000 square foot office center on Paradise, just south of Town Center, and a signage application before you. We will be removing this existing 30-foot pylon in the center of the property and are proposing to put a new 36-foot pylon in the northeast corner of the property. Part of the application does request 3 waivers of development standards. First is with a setback. We are seeking a 5-foot setback from the right-of-way where 10 feet is required. This is necessary because if we were to go back 10 feet, we would be blocked by power lines and existing palm trees. We really need this signage to be visible to the oncoming traffic along Paradise for maximum visibility. It still has 11 feet between the edge of the sign to the building, which we think is sufficient. And the leading edge closest to the right of way still has 5 feet back from the sidewalk, so it, there is still a sufficient setback. We've got a render of what the sign will look like, appropriately labeled with the Raider signage. It's still riding high up to that last night. But to briefly go over 2 more waivers of development standards we are seeking. Overall signage sign we are seeking. We're proposing a 540 square foot sign where 387 feet is allowed. And we are putting in an electronic LED message board that is 134 square feet, where 100 square feet is allowed. Again, the size of this sign is appropriate. It's in line with the adjacent building and the existing sign that was approved long ago. We think this sign is critical to identifying the businesses that will occupy this redevelopment. And the sign itself, we think, is aesthetically pretty nice. It sort of ties into the aviation theme as we're right across from the McCarran Airport, and this will be the Anheuser Airport Center. This rendering shows how the sign will actually look. Unfortunately, we do have those unsightly power lines I mentioned. And as soon as we're finished with the redevelopment, this will be a final version. We're putting in all new landscaping, standing seam metal, wood panels, and new iron balconies. And we've already completed about half of the property, and it's looking really good. So we're excited to put the sign in and finish the redevelopment. With that, I respectfully request you follow staff's recommendation for approval, and happy to answer any questions you may have.
Would you mind passing those down? I really got old about it.
Absolutely.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on the item? Seeing that, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
So it's not as big as I expected. Usually when you get these signs and you say it's larger, it's usually the size of the building. So
overall height of the sign is 36 feet, and that's in line with the existing building. That's just 11 feet to the east.
So, John, I have a question, Mr. Chair, if you don't mind. So on your final rendering, it does not show the power lines. Are those really going to go away, or is that just a beautiful drawing?
Listen, the renderings are, you got to make them a little sexy to, for marketing purposes.
So basically, you're lying to me now, so. Okay, at least you're telling me. I like it. Okay. All right.
Who needs power?
Who needs power? I think so. Okay.
We're stuck with the power lines, but it's going to look be a major improvement aesthetically.
Well, it would have gotten in the way of the legend and the title. So, I get it. Mr. Chair, if there's no questions or comments from the board, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. Goes to the Planning Commission October 5th. Item number 8, WS210436, Klaus Thomas Augustus, waiver of development standards to allow a non-decorative solid metal fence in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.4 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the south side of Billman Avenue, 250 feet west of Standhill Road within Paradise.
Chair and board members, my name is Thomas Gustis Claus. I live room 715 Billman Avenue, State of Nevada, 8901. Counting down since the day job. This is a request for a standard variance in the fence. I brought some photographs to indicate to the panel to the board members, what the property looked like before and what the fences were like before. This was put in what it's like now with the raised fence, which is in line with both the left and right neighbor's fence, and frankly, pretty much all of South Billman Avenue as it goes between Pecos and Sand Hill Road. Billman is one of the major thoroughfares, one of the few roads that empties into CUW Woodbury Middle School directly, so there's a fair number of traffic of children walk up and down that street. Additionally, directly across from us at the home was a requested application that's been put on hold for another school to be placed in there. The last several photographs there are not from that construction project, but I believe to be indicative of it. When they end up putting in the driveway aprons, that's what it's going to look like for that school project if it ever gets off the ground. And they'll be exiting and entering pretty much, I think I measured it, something like 60 feet away from the front of our property. And so this fence is both in character with the south side of the neighborhood and necessary in our in our estimation, prior to putting in the fence, we have a number of children and people. My son actually found a homeless person sleeping in his car one day. So that being said, this is our request, and we respectfully request that you grant it.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close this to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair? Thomas, I've got a question for you. Obviously, this was built prior to getting any permits or anything like that. Again, we have issues with that in paradise.
When we inquired as to needing a fence permit, we were told that we wouldn't need a fence permit. When we placed it, apparently, at the 8 feet, that caused us to require to go through this process. But it was our understanding that building a fence in the manner that we didn't need a fence permit. Our understanding of the land use regulations might have been imperfect, but we did, in fact, call ahead of time. That being said, the error is being remedied, and we are now putting in the application in front of you.
Yes, but, okay, so that sounds good. But the issue is that the fence is quite a bit higher than standard.
Yes.
So it isn't actually in character, as you said, it's not actually in character with the neighbors.
Actually,
it's in line with them, yes, but it's higher by a significant amount.
Respectful board member, if you look at the photographs that I showed you, the neighbor to the left is exactly line for line. The reason that it's not exactly in line with the neighbor to the right is because of grade differential. But for the neighbor to the left, it is the precise identical material and precise identical height where it meets that fence.
Okay. I will look again.
Mr. Chair, if I can ask. So from the pictures, there's not a fence across the front of the house.
Correct. Those are from Google Maps that are predating the placement of any fence.
Okay.
But you can see on the right-hand side and the left-hand side, those are pre-existing fences of the same height that we placed there.
And then now there is one across the front. We just don't have a picture of it.
Actually, we do. That's the fence that the board member is looking at right now.
Oh, I didn't realize that was in front of that.
And it is on Google now, or at least it's on Zillow and some of the others.
Well, the Street View Google Maps is more frequently updated than creepy spy satellite Google Maps.
So, did you hire a contractor to do it?
Actually, we did it ourselves.
That's why you didn't know you had to have a permit.
Well, he
you have to have a permit to do everything. If you replace your hot water heater, you have to have a permit. If you build a fence, you have to have a permit. It's one of those things where...
When you say it's in character with the street or the neighborhood, are you talking just about your end of Billman? Because as I look down Billman, I see lower, a more decorative type. I don't know if you're going to call it a fence or fence and wall, but.
I was prepared for that question to a certain extent, Mr. Chairman. If you allow me just a moment here, in Google Street View, it will show you what we're looking at now. And in the north and south, there is a difference, I'll agree with you. But for instance, looking towards the end of Billman, this is looking at the northern end of Billman. There are some properties that have significant walls. If you look at the south end of Billman, from the entirety from the south end of Billman, from Pecos mm-hmm. to Sandhill, it is essentially built in this format. It is built with concrete block, I'll admit, but the fence is also, I would submit to the board, higher than what we've built in some places on the southern end of Billman.
Also the back of the properties.
It is the back of the properties,
yes. It does make a little bit of a difference. You see that all over Vegas.
As you drove here in Tompkins Road.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Do we know if the... I'm just wondering if the fences on either side of him were even permitted.
Can you speak to that?
Nobody would know.
I don't answer that, but if you want to clarify one thing, though, this is not just the height of the fence, it's also the non-vector nature of the fence.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it is certainly that. And it is certainly that.
Well, I don't think it's ugly. It's got some modern architectural look. It just doesn't match the neighborhood.
It has a little decoration on the fence, on the opening.
Yeah, it's not like just a solid piece of metal. It's got slats and...
Yes.
But it's very hard to tell from the rest of the neighborhood if that's the front of their house. Because the guy next door has an RV. Is the RV in his front yard?
So there is a difference in Dolman between, I suppose it would be the eastern end versus the western end, so depending on the nature of the buildings. So my end of Dolman was built a long time ago and was built by a single builder, was what I was informed. And he built a series of houses, and all of those fronted on Dolman. What came along afterwards were a series of what appeared to be some coordinated subdivisions, and most of those were built with interior streets that front of the houses were facing. So either the sides or the backs of the remaining houses were left facing southern Dolman. On northern Dolman, there are a few subdivisions that are built like that. There's a gated community with a decorative gate, approximately the same height that's lying between Pearl and Sand Hill. And then there is another gated community that is between Picos and Pearl, where the sides and the backs of those house lots are what fronts on Dolman.
Because if you're comparing it to the one next door to you that's at the same height, that's their backyard fence.
No, I'm sorry. The two neighbors that are to my right and left, those are all their front yards. So
he does have an RV in his front yard with an illegal carport.
They do have an RV in their front yard, I suppose you'd say.
They're both basically junkyards.
And did you talk to any of your neighbors before coming to see what they thought?
One of the neighbors contacted me, indicating that they had received one of the flyers and wondered where to turn it in because they were in support of it. They wanted to know where. They were the only neighbor, by the way, on our street that doesn't have a wall like the other neighbors do, like we do now. They are the last one, so to speak.
Well, this is tough because it's very much a rural area on Dolman across the street, and I mean, there's no off-site built, no sidewalks. You know, it's similar to some of the high fences you see over on Tamiyasu and down through Happy Lane in there, so.
Metal fences?
Well.
In Tamiyasu?
No, but I've seen a lot of, they're brick, but I have seen a lot of metal fences.
More decorative, I would
think. I mean, it's not like they didn't try. Look, I mean, the gates got designed to it. It's not like they just took some sheet metal and stuck it up there.
Well, Mr. Chairman, these are my thoughts. He built it. He's living there. It doesn't look significantly different than the others on the right or left of the property. I don't see that it is going to have a dramatic effect on the neighborhood. If you were coming in and it had not already been built, I would have said make it shorter and a little more decorative, because we're trying to improve the neighborhoods. But in this case, it's sort of an issue that doesn't have a tremendous negative impact, so I would go ahead and support it.
I also think that even though it's done, you do need to go get a permit to make sure that it's structurally sound for building code. So, I mean, this is just us saying, waiving the standards to say you can have a fence of that type. That doesn't mean it's an okay fence. You have to go get permits and have them inspected. And if they say, no, it can't stay, then I don't know if you might want to rethink what you do so you don't run into this problem again.
I agree with both of them. I would say it is the most utilitarian and functional looking fence that I've seen in front of a house. But you live there. So if you like it, then I don't see much that we can do right now to change that.
I do agree with Susan, too, and that it should be inspected, that it's structurally sound.
It says there's a CC Pro action, but only for over 6 feet. Not that it doesn't have a building permit. So
right.
I think we need to add that into any condition since it's not specified.
Agreed.
So
would you like to do that?
Sure. I will make a motion to approve this application subject to the if approved staff conditions with the addition that the applicant shall submit for a building permit from Clark County with all the subsequent inspections and final approvals.
Mr. Secretary, how about
I got it.
You got it?
Oh, thanks.
Good. With that, we have a motion to approve subject to the if approved conditions and the conditions placed on it by Susan, that the secretary has all documented. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. You go to the Planning Commission, I'll cover that.
Have a very good evening.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You too. Item number 9, DR210443 MGP. Lessor LLC, design review for the following. 1, modify an existing comprehensive sign plan. 2, increase the number of freestanding signs. 3, increase freestanding sign area. 4, increase the number of animated signs. And 5, increase the area of animated signs in conjunction with an existing resort hotel on 66.0 acres. In an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located in the northwest corner of Las Vegas Boulevard and Stan Mullen Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, Board and Chair. Brent Seigel, C-A-J-T-H-A-M-L, on behalf of the client. We have before you a design review to the master sign at the Mirage. We have one sign proposed. It's approximately 322 square foot. It's 23 foot tall by 14 foot wide. It is located approximately 114 foot west of Las Vegas Boulevard. We are approved by staff, and this is in conjunction with the soon to be newly remodeled runway patio. And we respectfully ask your approval. I am here to answer any questions.
Is there anyone here in the like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Love the retro style.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
If nobody has anything else, I'll make a motion to approve subject to the staff's conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Go to the Board of County Commissioners on October 6th. Item number 10 was held until the next meeting on September 28th. Item number 11, ZC-210442, ISC SPE LLC zone change. To reclassify 3.3 acres from an RE Rural Estate Residential AE 65 zone to an MD Design Manufacturing AE 65 zone. Use permits for the following: recreational facility, restaurant, and 3 on-premise consumption of alcohol, a lounge, and 4, allow alternative landscaping where landscaping per figure 30.64-12 is required. Waivers of development standards for the following: departure distance, 2, reduce bicycle parking, 3, reduce setbacks, 4, reduce loading space, and 5, reduce height setback ratio. Design review for the distribution center, generally located on the south side of Oquendo Road and the west side of Topaz Street within Paradise.
Good evening. Lucy Stewart, 1930 Village Center Circle, representing the applicant. And before you is an existing recreational center that was approved in an RE district. The master plan calls for it to be industrial, and so that's what we're asking, to just convert the existing building. There's a lot of waivers, but those waivers are actually previously approved in the RE district, but now because we're asking for MD, we have to ask for the same waivers. We're also asking for the recreational facility, which was previously approved in RE. We're asking for it in the MD zone. The current operator who's selling the property would like to continue operating for 6 months to a year, and there's always the potential that the deal falls through, and so he wouldn't want it to just not be able to use this property. We appreciate staff's recommendation for approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing that, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I was so confused by this because I knew it as the recreation center, and I knew there were not a lot of neighbors that complained about the recreation center, so I couldn't figure out if you were going to take half of it and make it first. It was very confusing. So we're going to change, because everything around it is RE except on the, I guess it would be the south side, is industrial land.
Right.
But other than the school and most of what's around it is RE, but it's RE that's disappearing.
And it's master plan for industrial. Yeah.
So it's slowly going to go industrial.
Right.
So this is really two parts. You're asking for a zone, well, I guess it's more than that. You want a zone change to industrial, and then you want a use permit for the recreational facility and an industrial building.
Right.
And do you know what's going to happen in the industrial building?
It's a distribution center.
It's going to ship stuff in and out.
The company, there's actually a company that does manufacturing in the northwest part of the valley in the city of Las Vegas, and they just need a distribution center in the southeast part of the valley. But hopefully, we have to ask for the use permit for the rec center, so it can operate until such time it converts, and then the whole building will convert. Again, you know, we agreed, we said, sure, let's put a 1 year time, you know, limit on it, because we have like waivers for the bicycle parking and all that, and if it ends up continuing as a rec center, then we may want to go back and look at some of the waivers and make some adjustments.
So when you say a 1 year to verify the transition process,
it's really 1 year review of the rec center, and if the rec center goes away, then they probably won't even come in for the review because it'll expire.
But if it falls through, what are we reviewing? Letting them stay in an industrial area?
Right. What you're reviewing is that then it'll just be the rec center in an industrial zone instead of in an RE zone.
Anyone else? Okay.
You okay with that?
I just needed to be clear what it was. Okay. I mean, I'm okay if they're only staying a year. As I said, I know the neighbors in that area get frustrated because it's not their clientele that does it. It's because it's basically a parking lot in a very dark rural area. And they all collect there and drink beer, and there's lots of beer bottles and trash, and that's what people don't like. So, and I think that will happen even if it's industrial, unless they're going to add a lot more light out there. I don't think the problem will go away.
But they probably will. I mean, if there is an issue, then because it is their
They will probably fence the parking lot
if that ends up being a problem.
Yeah, distribution
company. Or have security.
Yeah, they want their trailers protected when they drop them, so I think that's a better use.
Anyone else?
Nope.
No one has anything. I'll make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
And that goes to the Board of County Commissioners on 10-6. Okay, back to item number one, which we trailed at the beginning. And that was, let me get back to it. Item number one was AR 21400113, UC 118804, Tucker Nolet Living Trust and Tucker Nolet McCullough Trust. Use permit, fourth application for review of an existing massage establishment located within an existing retail center on 0.7 acres in a C2 general commercial zone. Generally located on the north side of Tropicana Avenue, 750 feet west of Spencer Street, within Paradise. Is anyone here to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll turn it over to the board.
Blanca, this was in Jim's district. Have you heard anything? The only thing that makes me...
Yeah, Miss last time.
Miss last time. And we know Kurt, he always shows up for his massage clients. What's different about this one is it was a 5-year review versus the 1-year review. And I would hate to toss him out the window.
Right.
For, you know, maybe he has COVID and doesn't remember to call it right now. So.
Can you hold it one last time? I mean, typically we hold it twice. And then I'll reach out to him.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll make a motion for item number one to return to the board.
But this is going before 9:20. Okay.
Okay. Motion to return to the board. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So that was 4-2 weeks, right? So
that would be the 28.
28.
Yeah. And I think it says they're going on the 22nd to BCC.
And then we have. Okay, then we have items. Item number 7, general business. Review and finalize FY.
No, that was supposed to be removed.
That was supposed to be removed. What happened?
Well, it is removed on the updated copy.
If you got the new copy, it was removed.
It
should be on an email agenda that you received.
I can't keep up with my I got more email than when I was working. Okay. We'll go to number 8. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Is there anyone here to speak? No. Okay. So, next meeting is September 28th, 2021. And we have a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Good chair, you did great.
Good night. Hey, Glotha.
Yes. I did read your, on the response that you got for the different.